Hello, and welcome to A Bold Chat with Angela Beth Cantito. I am Angela Beth Cantito, and I am so excited that you are here. Let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. I have some words for you today. It's okay to not feel okay. It's okay to not feel okay. Or it's okay to feel not okay. Let that sink in for a second. It's totally okay. It's totally fine. It's totally normal if those were ever things. They're not things, but it's totally okay if you are not feeling okay. Or the biggest, or the baddest. So, why is it okay? Because I'm pretty sure not a lot of people have said that before to you. I'm sure plenty of people have said this before, like, in the world, and that it's an easy idea and already exists. I'm just meaning that nobody has ever said that to you. And why is that? And why is it the truth? So many reasons, right? There's so many layers to everything. And some of this has already been touched on, like good and bad, right? One of the reasons it's okay to not feel okay is that okay doesn't mean anything, right? A feeling isn't good or bad. There is no such thing as good or bad. So if you're feeling good or you're feeling bad or you're not feeling good or bad, it doesn't matter because it is all... it's all the same. It's not good and it's not bad. It just is, right? So technically you don't have to feel anyway. I think some people on the internet have been touching on this lately about how the prior kind of conversation about manifestation was that you have to like feel a certain way. You want to keep your vibes up. You want to keep your energy high, but really you don't have to. You just have to keep your energy in tune with the thing that you want. And you just have to eliminate anything that's in your path that's blocking you from getting what you want. So you don't have to feel good. I mean, you could be in the middle of the flu and have fever and barfing and make $1 million. Right? That's manifesting. You can have your car stolen and still get a bonus that week. That's like triple what the car costs are going to be. Right? So there's not this need for kind of staying in this particular vibration, high vibration or good vibration, because there is no such thing as those vibrations anyway. And it's just staying in tune with the thing that you want, still knowing that you'll have it or that you already have it, and just kind of forgetting about the rest, eliminating every other block in the path. So you don't even need to feel quote unquote okay in order to get what you want and manifest. So then really, why is there a negative connotation around not feeling okay? Why does anyone hide it? Why does anyone shy away from telling people? Why is it considered something that might be undesirable? Why have we allowed that to happen and occur? And so being not okay is just regular. It's just the same as being any other feeling. There is absolutely no issue from any aspect unless you place it there. You do not have to accept the notion that it's not okay to not be okay and that you have to be okay all the time, because you definitely don't have to be okay all the time, and you definitely won't be okay all the time. And why make it worse, and why exaggerate that terrible feeling? Why put guilt on yourself? It doesn't need to be there. You can easily eliminate it. Whoosh, God. Because you can feel how you wanna feel. Feel how you wanna feel. And if you wanna sit in it and you wanna be cranky for a little bit, yeah, you be cranky. If you wanna cry about it and be sad about it, let it out. I think even holding in your emotions, you can't fault, right? Like, you can't make that a not good thing, right? Because it doesn't matter. Everything is everything. Everything is energy. Energy is energy. So if you're holding in your emotions, all that's going to do is change them, right? You're just morphing or transforming or transfiguring them to feeling them in a different way. And now you're going to feel them through pain, illness, something, right? So if you don't want to deal with those emotions in an emotional state, you transfigure them, feel them in a different state. People don't know that they're doing that, right? They're just doing it. But that's necessarily what it is, right? And if it's easier for you to hold and move through that and process that, then there you go. But it's not good and it's not bad, right? Holding in your emotions is not good and it's not bad. Whether the emotions be good or bad, because there is no such thing as good or bad. That's why it's okay to not be okay. I think we're going to leave it at those layers and let those sink in and enjoy. And I can't wait to hear what the sparks in your mind. Message me and tell me on Instagram. Let me know that you've listened to this episode and let's have a convo. I love it. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's chat. Let's continue this conversation over on Instagram @AngelaBethCan. See you there and have a great day. Mwah.